Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Have you ever tried to memorize scripture only to be frustrated at how hard it can be? Perhaps you even quit trying. Well, join me and hundreds of other women from around the world. We've discovered the power of walking while you meditate on God's truth. Mary reported, "This is a whole new level of truly meditating on scripture." Karen said, "How powerful the Holy Spirit is. My whole outlook on life has changed." And Doreen wrote to tell me, "I feel better mentally, physically, and spiritually." Now, many of the women who walked with me last time were doing it through a season of difficulty. But by walking and meditating on the Word, they turned from flailing through life to understanding that they were made to flourish. That, my friend, is the power of God's Word. And you're invited to experience it with us by taking the Holy Girl Walk Season 2. Now, the secret isn't really walking, it's Jesus. More than the memory work, this experience has been one of the sweetest encounters with Christ that I've ever known. I've discovered that memorizing scripture is really an intimate form of meditation. And as I rolled the words around in my mind and spoke them out loud, I didn't just gain an understanding of what the words meant. I discovered the presence of Christ. And if you think about it, that makes sense. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That verse is talking about our Savior, Jesus. He is the Word. So when we become intimate with the words of our Bibles, we're really growing closer to Him. The more you abide in God's Word and in His presence, the more you will hear His voice and the more you will flourish in every area of life. Does that sound like something you want or need? Here's how the life-changing Holy Girl Walk works. First, you briefly study the same chapter of a book of the Bible each day. I offer an easy-to-use study guide to help you examine the scripture of the day. For this season, Made to Flourish, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 92. It's available at danagresh.com. Click the store link to find it or call us at 814-234-6072. Second, walk every day while you memorize. You can start your time with this short daily podcast. It's always going to be less than 5 minutes long. And I'll offer some motivational stories, practical tips, biblical tidbits, and motivation to keep you walking. Again, you'll find it at danagresh.com. Click the podcast link. Third, hydrate, because what's good for your body is also good for your soul. Oh, and let me tell you about how the Holy Girl Walk has been good for bodies and souls. Tiffany wrote to tell me, "I've been suffering horrible brain fog the past few years and have had such a hard time memorizing scripture, but walking while memorizing has been a game changer for me. Danny said it's providing healing to my heart and giving me confidence." Bethany wrote, "My energy levels are starting to improve and my days just flow better with this daily practice of walking while meditating. I've also noticed that overall, I'm less stressed." Now, many women reported that their bodies were feeling better as they experienced relief from chronic pain, migraines, and even arthritis. Speaking of bodies, it's good to do the Holy Girl Walk with somebody. Maybe a neighbor or friend, or perhaps your small group or Bible study. I encourage you to call somebody and get them to walk with you. The accountability will be just what you need to keep going. And as the founder of True Girl, a ministry for moms and daughters, my heart beats to hear that moms and daughters of all ages would take the Holy Girl Walk together. In fact, if you have a 7 to 12 year old girl, find the Flourishing Forests season of the True Girl podcast. It's an age-appropriate 4-week challenge just for tweens and moms to memorize Psalm 92. Because you're never too young to start storing up scripture in your heart. Okay, let's get walking.